We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
From New York, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. First, I want to start by giving my condolences to the Martin family on what would have been Trayvon Martin's 19th birthday had he not been killed by an overzealous neighborhood watchman, a gunman named George Zimmerman. That said, I know I have to keep it clean because this is morning radio. But what the blank is wrong with DMX and George Zimmerman, and who the blank is stupid enough to watch, let alone promote, a matchup between those two idiots? Can we talk about DMX first? Let's go there first. First, he has an admitted problem with substances such as crack cocaine, admittedly. He was reportedly arrested more than 15 times in 2013 alone. There's video of him running naked through the halls of a Detroit hotel last year. He couldn't even be bothered to show up for a Wendy Williams appearance late last year after the show paid thousands to fly him to New York. And as a matter of fact, he was arrested on the way to the airport for driving on a suspended license and who knows what. His wife has publicly said that his substance abuse has caused them their fortune, some $40 million, possibly. I won't go on except to say he needs help. He thinks that that help is a gimmick to make a quick buck, but that's not the kind of help that he needs. Now let's go to George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman told Radar Online that celebrity boxing match was his idea. It was also his idea to follow an unarmed teenager because he thought he looked suspicious. It was also his idea that after his acquittal, visit the company that made the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin. It was his idea to speed through Texas weeks after his trial. It was his idea to allegedly threaten to kill his girlfriend weeks after that same trial. And it was his idea to allegedly not pay his defense attorneys, one of whom now works for CNN and claims Zimmerman has not paid him. I am sure, like DMX, George Zimmerman needs a gimmick for a quick buck. But that buck should not be made on the back of a dead teenager. And I, for one, will be standing my ground by having no part in the DMX George Zimmerman circus act if it does happen. And I urge you all to do the same.
Amen.
And who said he was a celebrity?
Well, he has become a celebrity.
Who, George Zimmerman?
He has.
Well, he's become a celebrity. And
it's not in the positive sense, but certainly people have made him into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're right about that.
Keep paying attention to him.
Yeah.
You should just not pay attention to him.
Make him just
go away.
Yeah.
But he should have gone away after that anyway. He should have taken Donald Trump's advice, and I said this on the Tom Jordan Morning Show, and just go away. That was the one thing that I have ever agreed with Donald Trump on. George Zimmerman disappeared.
All right, Don. Good job.
Thank you.